You're listening to The Onion Podcast, presented by Columbia Media Group. Today's episode is sponsored by Subarizr, your complete onion storage. They can be contacted at Subarizr.com. That's Subarizr with a Z. Today, we're talking with Doug Stanley by phone about the onion's newest pest.
Welcome to TheOnionPodcast.com. I am Dave Alexander with Onion World Magazine, and today we are talking with Doug Stanley. Doug is the general manager for Harris Fresh in Coalinga, California, and also the current president of the National Onion Association. We're going to be talking about the newest pest in the onion industry right now, the allium leaf miner. Hello, Doug. Can you hear me? How are you doing today?
Doing good, Dave.
Great. I'm going to give the little background on the leaf miner for our listeners. The allium leaf miner, which is also known as the onion leaf miner, is one of Europe's most important pests. In 2015, it was found in Pennsylvania. And despite protests from state agriculture departments, and including Oregon, the USDA has deregulated this pest. So, Doug, what does this deregulation mean to commercial onion growers?
Well, what this means to commercial growers, Dave, is that we now have another pest that we're having to combat at all levels. And this insect could potentially move throughout the, you know, throughout the United States. Currently, it's in, as you said, it was found in Pennsylvania, and they also have it in Maryland, New Jersey, and New York. So it's starting to spread on the East already, just not wide yet compared to how we think about things, you know, in the western part of the United States.
So what kind of damage does the leaf miner do? I mean, I don't even think there's any kind of management tactics for it yet, is there?
Well, there's some management tactics that have been worked on by Brian Nault and another group, Shelby Flesher and Ethan Grunberg, a couple others. They're from Cornell University, Cornell Cooperative Extension, Penn State, and Penn State Cooperative Extension. They've done some work. They've done some trial work on control methods. This insect, you know, it's almost like a cross, sort of, when you look at it from a grower's perspective. It mimics a thrip, but it's essentially more like an onion seed maggot. The fly will lay eggs on the leaf. The eggs will hatch, and the larva will move downwards through the stem into the bulb area, and they feed. So they're similar to a thrip from the viewpoint that they like to move down the leaf and find a secluded spot where it's protected and it's a food source. The difference between the allium leaf miner and the thrip is that the allium leaf miner will actually start to eat the flesh of the plant, start to burrow in, and the larva will go to the center of the onion to go into the pupate cycle when they go into hibernation before they come out as a fly. If you get enough of these larvae on small onions, 3 to 4 leaf onions, it can actually kill the onions. If it's a larger onion, they're probably just going to go downside, pupate, and, you know, they'll come back out later as a fly. So it can cause economic damage as far as stand loss, crop loss, and where the adult flies are piercing the leaves, you can also have secondary effects where you've got, you know, open lesion for a secondary infection such as mildew or botrytis or something else to take a hold of the plant, which has also caused economic damage to the grower.
Well, and there indeed has been commercial crop loss because of the insect already. So what are steps is the NOA taking to alleviate this insect?
Well, currently this insect is not being, it's here, but we're not doing anything at ports currently, surprisingly, to keep more of this insect from coming in. So one of the things that National Onion Association is doing is we're trying to do the legwork and reach out to our growers and our members in the states that are specifically, I mean, we're reaching out to everybody, but we're specifically reaching out to our growers who are in states who have ports of entries coming in from foreign shores, specifically Europe, where this is most present, to try to get animal plant health inspection services, USDAPHIS as we commonly call it, to put this on their watch list of insects that need to be detained and not allowed to come in on shipments of onion, shallots, garlic, you know, leeks, those types of materials that are coming from specifically Europe right now that could be hosting it and bringing it in.
So quote, two questions here. Why was it deregulated by the USDA, and what do you specifically are you expecting your growers in these port states to do about it?
In regards to USDA deregulating it, Dave, it's baffling to me. I don't know, and I have not been given an explanation as to why they deregulated it. Our growers in these port states, unfortunately, the system is actually backwards. So our growers in the states that are trying to protect us from coming in through new ports actually have to get with their state Department of Agriculture, and then they have to petition APHIS to have a joint management plan. And if it's approved by APHIS, then APHIS will allow and put this allium leaf miner on the watch list of insects that we're inspecting for on, you know, inbound imports from foreign countries.
Okay, but I think I still think we're not addressing exactly what you want people to do. Do they need to contact their legislatures?
What we need people to do is, number one, talk to your legislators, but number two, talk to your state departments of agriculture and voice your concerns with your state department of agriculture's pest control and tell them, look, this is a potential threat. And the State Department of Agriculture they are the people that have to petition with APHIS. So it's twofold. It needs to go to legislatures probably at a state and at a federal level so that the federal guys see what's going on with USDA APHIS, but as well as the local level, the state level, to where the, you know, state legislators know that there's a potential economic problem for yet another crop in the United States, another challenge.
Well, so let's talk about you a little bit here. Your presidency is almost up with the National Onion Association. I think it ends in November, early December. Are you going to continue working on this project and this threat, or what's going to happen from here?
I'm going to continue to follow this and do whatever I can to see it through. Really, the question is going to be how far we can get the State Departments of Agriculture to engage. Obviously, I can't talk to everybody everywhere, but if our members are talking to State Departments of Agriculture and we can continue to keep this in the headlights, this is a big issue. So, yeah, I plan on following this one and probably one or two other things that I've been working on while I've been president.
Well, that's good to hear. You're not just going to shut the door and be gone. So we're glad to hear you're going to be around.
I'll be around. I'm not going anywhere.
Anything you'd like to add today about the leaf miner or anything else that you're working on or NOA is working on?
Well, I think the general takeaway from this leaf miner issue is that the protocol is backwards. USDA APHIS has state departments and has it set up to where the State Department of Agriculture have to come to them to put it on a watch list for products that are coming from foreign shores. Products that are coming from foreign shores are federally regulated, and that's a Department of Commerce. Could be construed as a State Department issue too, because I mean you're involving multiple countries, and it's not a domestic dispute. It's a dispute that we have with foreign countries sending stuff into our country that we don't want here. So I think the big takeaway is that the lead needs to be taken by USDA APHIS on stopping these invasive pests and not sitting back and waiting for state departments to already have it existing and have it present and then react. So this is pretty evident here. I mean, this bug was introduced in 2015. They did some research on it, and USDA put a pest alert out on it in 2016, and then it's just kind of sat in the wind. You guys at Onion World have done several pieces on it, but it never really hits home is how it's working until you ask what's being done, and then you find out that the federal government really isn't doing anything about it. They're leaving it up to us.
Right, and in fact,
they deregulate it, and if we ask and beg for help, then they're going to acknowledge it. But you know, these types of situations, we've got beetles in the timber in the western U.S. that they're introduced from Asian shores. You know, so now we have sick forests from a very similar situation. The correct approach would probably be USDA needs to take a more active role on prevention. And if there's a cost affiliated with that, then USDA needs to go on a fee-based inspection platform for incoming product. That way we know it's all checked and it's not at the burden of the American taxpayer.
Maybe some tariffs on the imports.
Well, I mean, we'd all love to see tariffs. That's a whole other podcast. I'm not sure if I'm qualified for that. But, yeah, no, they could set it up as a fee-based program. I mean, if you're shipping product in from Europe and it's Allium product, then, hey, there's a mandatory fee for us to inspect that product. Or even, hey, it's mandatory fumigation. If you're sending Allium product in from Europe, it has to be fumigated, period. No ands, ifs, or buts. We need to see what their role is and force them and get them to be more aggressive. And if they have to charge the importer that's bringing it in to do it, then so be it.
So it's kind of a ground floor right now. I think we will have to visit some more about this in the future, Doug. And when you make some more progress, feel free to reach out to us. We'll talk again.
Yep.
Very ground floor. In the meantime, on theonionpodcast.com, we'll throw up a couple links on there so that people can see more and learn more about the onion leaf miner. And also, if you want to hear more from Doug and know more about Harris Fresh, we'll have an upcoming feature story on him in an issue of Onion World. Doug, thank you very much for coming on today. We really appreciate your time.
Dave, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only, and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests. They do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of Columbia Media Group or its affiliates.